From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. After 2 days of intense discussion in London, Anglican leaders put off their decision on the issue of homosexuality. Yesterday, the Anglican primates warned that the consecration of an openly gay bishop-elect would jeopardize the unity of the Anglican Communion. Even so, the leaders of the New Hampshire Episcopal Diocese are standing by the selection of the Reverend Canon Gene Robinson. Reporter Raquel Maria Dillon of New Hampshire Public Radio dropped in on a choir rehearsal at an Episcopal church in Portsmouth.
When Gene Robinson is consecrated as Bishop of New Hampshire next month, the choir of St. John's Episcopal Church will sing Shaker songs, Robert Shaw arrangements, and their favorite hymns.
Unfortunately, we weren't scheduled to sing Gentle Words on Sunday, although now I'm thinking that maybe we just will.
Last night in the parish center, a couple dozen singers, mostly middle-aged New Englanders, gathered for their weekly rehearsal. Despite the deep disagreement about the role of gay clergy in the worldwide Anglican Communion, most choir members here say they're standing by their new bishop. Soprano Jeannie Blood has been going to church at St. John's for 47 years. She says she's eagerly anticipating the historic ceremony.
Gene Robinson is a very deeply religious individual, and he has the best interests at heart. I firmly believe that he is the right man for the job. And I think he has the wherewithal to handle it.
New Hampshire Episcopalians have been following Robinson's confirmation process since they elected him in June. They understand that many Anglicans think the New Hampshire diocese has lost its way. Conservative Episcopalians want to break ties with the diocese, and Nigerian Anglicans organized a day of prayer and fasting to protest Robinson's election. Elias Thomas sings bass in the St. John's Choir.
They did the same thing when the ordination of women to the priesthood was brought up. It's simply the times, and there are people that have reservations. There are some people who probably will turn away, and maybe they'll come back. Hopefully they will when they see Gene's faith and they see his strength.
St. John's Church has about 1,000 members. Parishioners say about 20 people have left because they disapprove of the direction of the diocese. Others have stayed, but they say they won't put money in the collection basket anymore. Max Smith of Rye, New Hampshire, sings bass on Sundays, but he won't be singing at Robinson's consecration.
I think I'm probably in the silent majority. He's a pariah. I think the man should go forward to be a bishop. He has created too much trouble in this world.
Smith says he's not homophobic, just concerned about the future of his church and upset at the leaders of the New Hampshire diocese.
I don't really want to get into a long-winded discussion, but I just think the way this whole thing's been handled is wrong. The church should not be put through this exercise.
Tenor Ed Hinson says New Hampshire Episcopalians did what they think is right.
Well, if it hadn't been us in New Hampshire, it would have been somebody somewhere eventually. And so that aspect of it, I think, is just history unfolding, and that happens to be here with us. But it does concern me. No one likes to see schism. At some point, the cord that's been stretching may snap, and I would regret that very much if it happened.
Are you ready to do it again?
Yep.
Sure. All right. Page 41 the whole way through.
I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms.
The choir was impatient to wrap up rehearsal early. They had other things on their minds besides the future of the Anglican Communion. They were also worried about getting home in time to watch the Boston Red Sox. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.